right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just great, great voices. Anybody doesn't think so? I look forward to hearing the thoughts of our speaker this evening. You know, everybody, if you're new here this evening, we're not trained speakers. We talk from our hearts. And, of course, that's where God energy goes through, right? So we just talk from our hearts. We're not trained speakers. We're not even trained message bearers. We're not trained to think this and wave there and do that. We just want to bask in the love of God. And our speaker this evening, all I have to do is say her name and you're all going to go, oh, I love her. Guaranteed, even if your husband is, it's okay, honey. All right? I have to be careful because he's got all those muscles, you know. I have to be careful. But, you know, I look at our message bearers that we have and how different each one of them are. They're each different from the other. We're all different because we all just go straight to God for whatever it is that we want to do in the line of representing God. And this young lady that's going to speak this evening, I've loved her for a lot of years. I just can't find anything to really growl about with her, but I'm trying. So if anybody's got anything they can tell me, so I can quit looking. Kids, here is a bowl of love. They're going to share her thoughts with us this evening, and it's our Charlene. Oh.
Oh my goodness, it's always amazing to see everybody here. Every time I come here, it's just the room full of love and light, and to see faces I haven't seen in a long time that I love so much back there. And all the faces that I love so much and that have always been there for me, you know, through thick and thin. And I just ask, you know, if you could just close your eyes for just one moment. And if we could just take a deep breath and bring our awareness to our breath. And just to bring us to the present moment and to let go of the day's worries and activities of the day. And to just bring our awareness to our breath and to how precious this life is. Lord Buddha said that to take birth as a human being is very, very rare and very, very precious. It's like a turtle in the middle of the ocean rising to the surface and poking his head through the middle of a small little ring in the ocean. You know, most of the shadows of this life are caused by our standing in our own light. And that was Ralph Waldo Emerson. Recently, my body gave way, and I had a little battle with a little illness, and it gave me time to pull all my energy in and to get myself back centered. Because I knew that everything's an inside job. So I knew that the universe was just giving me a reflection back of what was going on internally. You know, what we think we create. And so at that moment, I had to take responsibility for what was happening in my life. You know, I had to take some hard looks at the way I was living my life. And the thoughts I was thinking and why I was creating this reality for myself. You know, thoughts are such powerful things. And thoughts do become things. And like Millie always says, you know, watch your thoughts, watch your words, and that watch your actions, because they do manifest. You know, we bump into, and I'm going to use we or you, but know that I'm talking about myself, because everything is a reflection of what's going on inside. But if you could just bear with me as I use you or we as a reference. Essentially, resistance is any thought or belief or behavior, either conscious or unconscious, that stands contrary to our desire. On the surface, we can be doing positive affirmations, creative visualizations, imagining our success, but in the end, we get what we expect every single time. And sometimes it could be as simple as not believing you can have what you want. Yeah, that's a tough one for me because, you know, I've spent so many years doing my spiritual practices to bring myself back to my higher self. And when I got sick, I realized, oh, God, there's a body that needs attention here. And it's failing, and it's failing because there's something deeper going on within my own heart. So I spent a lot of time, in fact, I was absent from prayer for a few months, and I spent a lot of time, you know, really getting into touch with what I really believed about myself. And superficially, I could say, well, you know, I'm a woman, I'm a mom, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a server at DZ Aikens, I'm a meditator, I'm a Hindu, I do kirtan, the list goes on and on, but if I broke everything down individually, what were my thoughts around being a woman? What were my thoughts around speaking up? What were my thoughts around being a server? I had to start to break that all down to see what I really, what was really down there and what I really believed. And I grew up in a family where my dad was very, very hard, I guess is a good word, without going into detail. And so from a young age, we weren't allowed to speak up for ourselves at all, because if we did, you know, it didn't end very well. So naturally, I'm a 48-year-old woman now, and I came down with a thyroid disease, and it still, you know, hasn't been diagnosed, but I had to start looking around my thoughts around speech and speaking up for myself and why I created that space that I developed an illness in my throat. And so it's been an amazing journey. I went to Pennsylvania to visit my oldest daughter and her husband and children. And we went out into the middle of the forest and to look at the waterfalls. But for the first time, I saw an acorn. I'd never seen a real acorn before, and I thought, wow, this is beautiful, this acorn. And it reminded me of Buddha, Lord Buddha again. He said I got to get it exact because it's just so powerful. If I can find it, everything's just scattered because I had really no idea what I was going to talk about today, or not much of an idea. But Lord Buddha said, just like in the acorn lives the potential of the oak tree, that which you are seeking is already within you. And that was, as we're walking in the forest, and I'm reflecting on this, that everything that I wanted to achieve in a spiritual sense, I already am. We already are. Everything that we seek is already within us. There's nowhere to go. There's really nowhere to go. We're already right here. We've already arrived at our destination, and that is in this present moment. We are all that we seek to be. If I can ask you to close your eyes again, just for a moment. And, you know, in Proverbs 23:7, it's said that as a man thinketh in his heart, so shall he be. And for a moment, I just ask that you imagine that you have a slice of a lemon and you're holding it in your hand and you bring it to your mouth and you suck on that piece of lemon. I just ask that you imagine that for just one moment. And for me, when I imagine that, my mouth starts to water. And I'm not even sucking on a lemon. But that's how powerful our thoughts are. Our bodies start to respond to what our thoughts are. And there's a great spiritual master, his name is Osho. And he once said, to be a happy person, one has to drop all comparison. Drop all these stupid ideas of being superior and inferior. You are neither superior or inferior. You are simply yourself. There exists no one like you, no one with whom you can be compared. Then suddenly, you are at home. And it's so powerful, you know. Good part of my life, I spent looking outside of myself. Oh, I'm better than them. Oh, they have more than me. Oh, they're more spiritual than me. Oh, they give better readings than me, you know. And it took that illness for me to realize that there is no other there's nobody to compare myself to because there is no other me. There's just me. And the other day I was at work and on Halloween, and one of the servers made this amazing Halloween costume. And I thought, whoa, that's really creative. I wish I was creative like that. And then I realized, whoa, well, I am. I'm a gardener, and I'm a landscaper, and I am creative. And God made us all individual because we all bring certain talents to this earth plane, and we're all so unique and so amazing. And we were never created to live depressed, defeated, guilty, condemned, ashamed, or unworthy. We were created to be victorious. So, you know, the words I am are extremely powerful. And what you put after that becomes your reality. So I invite you all to take a look at what you do tell yourself. When you say I am, what follows after I am? And how does that affect your life? In biblical times, when you were a slave, when you gained your freedom or you bought your freedom, you were given a white stone. Oh, my little daughter's here. I didn't even notice she was here. Hey, Pooh. And my daughter and grandchild. You just can't see the grandchild yet. So in biblical times, when you gained your freedom from slavery, you were given a white stone. And when anybody approached you, you showed them your white stone to show that you are now free. So I brought some white stones tonight, son. My son's going to give each person a white stone, and I invite you to write on that stone what it is you want to create for yourself, how it is you want to be, how it is you want to show up, trusting that it's all possible and it already is, it already exists in you. Just like the oak tree exists in that small acorn. So if you know, pencil works writing on the stone, or you can use marker. But really think about what it is. Like for me, as I was putting the stones in the bucket today, there was a heart-shaped stone. And I kept that one for myself because I am loving awareness. Nothing separates me from that way of being, only my thoughts. And then, Arnie, if you could pass out the other. Yeah. Arnie's going to pass out acorns for everybody so that I collected those acorns in Pennsylvania. I collected a bunch of them, my son and I, because I was just so amazed. I'd never seen an acorn. So I brought acorns for everybody as well, just as a reminder of just how powerful you are. And yes, don't eat them. And also another thing that I became aware of is that I spent so much time trying to come from a spiritual place that I was ignoring the like these signals from my own body, you know, hey, I'm still here. You still have a body that needs attention. And to be human is perfectly okay. It's really perfectly okay. And I just want to give you one last thought. To really take your uniqueness and your own beauty, your own unique beauty, and remember that there's only one you, and there will never, ever again be another you. And to cherish yourself. And Lord Buddha said, there's nobody more deserving of your love than you. And I'll leave that with you. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much.